Welcome back to your favorite program. It is 7:40, and it is that time of the day where we take a few minutes to look at the bizarre and unusual behavior of others so that we can feel better about ourselves. Tom, you're sitting there at a nice restaurant enjoying a meal, and somebody comes up and says, "Wow, that looks really good. Can I have a bite?" Your response?
No way.
I have to agree with you.
Strangers or somebody I know?
No, complete stranger.
Well, no, I'm not going to give him some of my dinner.
On Saturday, a man in Seattle was trying to enjoy a delicious burrito for his lunch when a 24-year-old guy walked up to him and demanded a bite. And when he said no, the guy shoved him and then punched him in the forehead, which is dumb. Do you know how hard your forehead is?
Yeah.
Soccer players hit the ball with their forehead for a reason. Anyway, police tracked him down. He was nearby. They arrested him for assault.
Off his meds, probably hungry.
Probably. Yeah. Now, I will say this. I was at a little country restaurant with some family, and the guy that we were with jokingly said to the table next door, next table over, "Well, that looks really good. What are you having?" "Oh, it's the chili. It's homemade. Come here and have a bite." Took a clean spoon off the table, gave him a bite.
As long as the offer was made. I've said that before. When I see something delivered to a table, I say, that looks really good.
Have you ever just walked by and stolen a French fry off somebody's plate?
Have not done that, no.
You ought to try it. It's invigorating.
Yeah, as you're running away,
All right, last Thursday, a drunk guy, surprise, surprise, in New Zealand broke into someone's house and, well, made an omelet with honey and cayenne pepper and some kind of chicken sauce. When the police got there and arrested him, he admitted he didn't know the owner of the house but claimed there's nothing wrong with breaking into a place just to make some food. He ended up getting 60 hours of community service, 6 months of probation, and what do you know, a little bit of rehab.
Did Chipotle put that on the menu? It sounds pretty good, actually.
Honey and cayenne?
Well, when you're drunk, anything sounds good when you're drunk, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
What's the weirdest thing you've eaten when you were drunk? you give me that look like, that's why we need a camera in here, I suppose. Oh, brother. Really. No kidding. I've got to word these questions better.
I can answer this question. Young, and I had consumed
mass quantities.
Two bottles of Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill. Back to back, okay?
And so not only were you drunk, but your blood sugar was spiking through the ceiling.
And I added to it by eating about a half a dozen Twinkies.
God.
Mm-hmm.
And then you... Mm. So not only was the vomit red, it was orange as well.
It was really nasty.
Beautiful.
I looked and I went, I think I may have lost an internal organ on that one.
As people are eating their breakfast this morning.
Yes, it's the time of the morning where we make you feel better now that we've made you feel bad. From the world of show business, the women who played Blair and Tootie on The Facts of Life are reuniting for a Hallmark movie channel. For a Hallmark Channel movie. I'm really psyched to see them back together again. Seriously, I mean, I wish it was for a Facts of Life reunion, but you know, you take the good, you take the bad.
Oh, that one.
On Chelsea lately, Khloe Kardashian said that she had sex with O.J. Simpson. Obviously, she was lying. She's still alive.
How old would she have been?
I don't even
know. Not very old.
I know. Ray Liotta. You know the actor, Ray Liotta?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I think he's an underrated actor. I think he's great. Ray Liotta is suing a skincare company for using his face in their ads. The lawsuit brings up some important questions like, who on earth would buy skincare products that promise to make you look like Ray Liotta? Anyway, 41-year-old Carmen Electra is now the oldest FHM cover girl ever. Carmen credits her youthful appearance to the fact that very few of her body parts are actually 41 years old. Three third graders in San Francisco were caught smoking weed.
Nice.
The teacher first became suspicious when they were the only third graders in the class sitting still. Staples has announced they're closing 225 stores. When reached for comments, Staples employees said they have no idea why sales have been plummeting, then sneered, rolled their eyes, and resumed badgering a senior citizen into buying the extended warranty on a paper shredder.
Jimmy Fallon suggested last night that the reason Staples is closing all these stores is because they're selling stuff that everybody can just steal at work. It's not a good business model.
Well, that's true. All right, I got it. Yesterday was Dentist's Day. And if you didn't know this, the first dental school opened in Ohio in 1828. It's now a museum. It features more old drillers than a party at the Playboy Mansion. And last but not least, Michelle Obama told Obamacare counselors in Miami that they are, quote, doing God's work. Yep. Because remember that part in the Bible where God canceled all the people's insurance plans? Yeah. That's God's work. There it is. That's all the information you could possibly need. Please use all the information we've provided to you for good, not for evil.
There's a crisis in the Ukraine. You want to know what'll make you feel better about it? An album about the crisis in the Ukraine. It's Singing in the Ukraine.
Blame it on Ukraine. Yeah, yeah.
Listen, I hear Russia invaded Ukraine. Boy, he's got balls, Vladimir Putin.
Singing in the Ukraine, an album dedicated to taking real songs with the word rain in them and changing the word to Ukraine. Get it?
There goes Ukraine again. Singing in Ukraine, just singing in Ukraine. What a horrible feeling. It's the Russians again.
Singing in the Ukraine, also featuring Set Fire to Ukraine, Have You Ever Seen Ukraine, Purple Ukraine, and this one.
Ukrainian men, hallelujah, Ukrainian men, hey, hey.
Not purchasing this album would be a Crimea. See what I did there? That just happened. Singing in the Ukraine, only on Putin on the Ritz Records.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.